beloved who was there doing soaking had a vision. And they, you know, they shared it with me, and I'm like, okay, what I heard is making sense to my spirit, is confirming a lot of the things God's been telling me. So a couple of days later, I, you know, contacted the person. I said, hey, just write it for me. So guys, it's been, what, 3 days? I've been praying on this, reading it, saying, Lord, what are you saying? Should I present this to the congregation? And I want you to take a picture of it if you have your phone. Or don't worry about it. I'll send it to you on email. Yeah, don't worry about it. Because I'm praying over this, and I believe the Lord is speaking. This is what the person says. It says, I was standing. Read it for me, Kendra.
I was standing on what seemed like the back porch of a building that I sensed was under construction, a building for worship use. The view was beautiful. All around were mountains full of trees and blue sky. From afar, everything looked pretty and green, but then the trees began to be highlighted. I began to see them closer up and realized there were no way more tall, gray, dry-looking trees than green trees. I was given an aerial view. Looking down on the trees from the air, I could see that most of the trees were extremely tall with many branches. The branches looked like hands reaching towards heaven, like we lift our hands in worship, but there was no foliage on the trees. They were barren. They produced nothing. Their color was the color of driftwood, ashy gray, and they looked very dry. I heard a voice say, the churches are producing dead trees. Then I saw a small bulldozer knocking down the trees. The trees fell and collapsed easily on each other because they were dead on the inside, so they easily fell. Then one beautiful, healthy-looking tree appeared, full of green leaves. The tree was already full of leaves, but more leaves began to sprout. The leaves were multiplying so fast on this tree that it filled the whole atmosphere until all I saw was green leaves everywhere.
So you take that, and I tell you, my conversation with the Lord is, we're not producing dead trees here. If you remain in the tree, as a matter of fact, Jesus said, you are the branches. If you remain, you will produce. So if you're drying up, if you're dead, I believe this is the word of the Lord for us. Not just us, it's the word for the church right now. We don't want to be PU Christians. We don't want to be pew Christians. Christians who just come to church, consumer mindset. What are you doing with what the Lord's giving to you? You tell me you're a believer, a follower of Christ for 15 years and you've never led or talked to anybody about the gospel? No, you're shy. You're afraid. Really? You forgot? God does not give us a spirit of timidity. It's time. You know, we forgot in the word where it says, the coward, God will kick him out. How many times we're a bunch of cowards? We're afraid. But yet, the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, rest on you, you will receive a dynamite. Now you're not timid anymore. You're bold. By his might. You're not obnoxious and rude. You're not that. But you know the power of God. And you're not afraid to speak it, Felix. Amen? So I'll send this to you guys. And keep.
So, this week that passed, I've been sitting there, heart just pounding. And, so this week that passed, I had an issue with my car, my little car. The battery was dying slowly. And every day, I felt it get worse, you know? You know, like, you know when your car starts, no problem, because you don't hear no noise. But then all of a sudden, it started to hesitate. And every day, it was a little bit more. And finally, on Thursday when I came out from work, I told Betty, I said, I have to go to the AutoZone because I know I need to get a new battery. And so when I came out from work, went to my car, no power. No power, right? I said, great, you know? So I was walking back into the hospital to see if security can give me a boost. One of my coworkers, a real nice nurse, came out and said, Felix, where are you going? I said, my battery is dead. I need to get security to give me some power. So she said, come on, you got cables? I'll give you a boost. I'm from New York. If you know New York people always carry cables, right, Louis? We always carry cables, the thick, heavy ones, because of the climate, okay? So took a couple of minutes. She got me the boost and all that. Everything was fine. I said, there was a AutoZone right around the corner from my job. I said, no, I don't want to go there. The Lord just put in my heart to go to the one that I normally go to on Holland Road next to Rosemont. So I went there. Thank God, my car made it. Every time I stopped at a light, I said, please, Lord, please take me to Holland Road. And so I got there. Nice man was there, the manager and all that. And we spoke and he checked my battery. I looked at it. It said bad battery. I said, yeah, I know that, you know. But then it also says something else. It said CCA 550. CCA 550. It means cold crank amp. Cold crank amp. So he explained to me that one reason my car died was because it was running below the power that it should. Right? In New York, we have to make sure that our cars get up there early when it's cold and freezing and start it up. And hopefully it will start, right? The colder the climate, the higher the amp needs to be, right? So he explained to me, he said, your car is running at 550. It should be running at 650, 100 amp difference. And the Lord told me right there, the church is running at 550. We need to be running at 650 and above. The colder the climate, I looked it up in Google's and it said this whole thing. It said the colder the climate, the higher the amp must be, especially for big trucks. They run that at around 100 amps. And I said, Lord, not only do we need to run at 650, we need to be at 750. And I said, 750. Well, 750, the number of completion is 7. 5, the number of grace. 0, no beginning and no end. Okay? So, we need to be running the church. In case you haven't noticed, the church is being persecuted. Christians are being killed. Okay? Believers all over the world are suffering. We have a nice here. But nice is not good enough because the devil says, let's make it nice. That way they don't have to go up an amp. You see? We need to be running at 750 and above. Because when we run at 750 and above, the devil says, don't touch him. Don't touch that person. You're liable to get shocked. You see? We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be in us in such a way that the devil leaves us alone. Okay? And he's not going to leave us alone because he told Jesus, I'll wait another time. Of course, he never won, of course, right? Even when he was on the cross, they thought that, hey, let's celebrate. Didn't realize on the third day, Jesus rose, right? And it says that if the kings of this world knew that Jesus was going to raise up on the third day, they never would have crucified him. We need to start running at 750 and above, okay? Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit, to give you more of God, because that's the only way that you will be able to move forward in this world and not listen to the voice of the enemy. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Just close your eyes. Play, Alyssa. Let's just tap in. Do you need to step away from your seat? Come up here, kneel down. Let's do that. Anybody that needs to come and be boosted by the Holy Spirit this morning. You know, we're not going to lay hands on you. But if you feel like, you know, I feel like the Lord is opening up He's opening up something this morning. Or maybe you just come to church and you're not a Christian. You just go to church and this morning you feel like the Lord is really drawing. He's like, come on. Come here, baby. Come here, son. Come here, daughter. You know, you can sit down. For those of you who are not able to kneel down, just come before the Lord. Just dim the lights for me a little bit. You know, the reason we dim the lights, just to create some kind of intimacy between us and the Lord. But I'm inviting you guys, everybody, you know, just step out where you sit, just as a sign. You know, or maybe if you don't feel like comfortable stepping forward, just kneel down where you're at. You know, or lay down. Come on, let's do that this morning. King of glory, come fill this place, God. Show us your glory this morning, Father. Show us your face, Lord. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need a fresh outpouring of Him. Come on, answer. Give an answer to the Lord this morning. You know, come out of Him. I'm actually seeing a picture of many people just stepping out. You know, stepping out of your, I don't know, maybe if it's your comfort zone, it's what you know. I also sense that there are some people here, the Lord's been pulling you, drawing you near, but you're dealing with trust. Just because, I don't know exactly, the Lord's not telling me what it is, but you've got this trusting thing that's just stopping you, even from trusting Him. This morning, there's a great invitation. He's like, you know, just come, my daughter. Come, my son. Come on, my child. My beloved. I got you. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give you room here, Father. I give you space. I give you the platform. I do. Lord, you do your thing. We need 750 amperage. And I pray right now that He would reveal to each of us what amperage are you at. Are you at 25, 30, 250? Whatever amperage you are at, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then for those of you who are able to speak, to pray in unknown language, I want you to do that. Because we're stirring up the well. We're stirring up the well. And I want you to lift up your voice in unknown language. And if you haven't received that, if you haven't received it as the Holy Spirit is pouring into you this morning. Just receive that. You know, it's okay. Let the kids be. You know, the Lord is just shifting things this morning. Let the kids just sit around in this, soaking in this. Come on. The Holy Spirit is planting just that one word in your spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with Him. Let Him overflow. King of glory. Koyere ala lale ala la masote. Koyera basando robalate. Koyera yara yara yara. Do not stop. Just keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying, especially in the spirit. You know, the Bible says when we pray in the spirit, we're edifying ourselves. So yeah, let the Holy Spirit edifying you, strengthens you. You know, maybe it's been a while since you practice that. It's just like every other language. It's a spiritual language. You know, it might be just one word in your spirit. Just open your mouth in obedience. Just repeat it. I'm also seeing a vision of there's a stream of water flowing, and I see different people jumping, you know, jumping. You know, would you jump this morning? Amen. It's amazing. We want to be part of the green trees. Green trees. Green trees. Would you call out to the Lord? You know, it says, call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Call on the name of the Lord. And this morning, Father, we call on your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just drink.
You're the on time God.
That's right, you're on time.
You love the impossible, the on time God. You love doing miracles. You're never too late, you never give up. Nothing's too far gone for the on time God. You always show up. Yes, you always show up. You're the on time God. You love the impossible, the on time. Nothing's too far gone for the on time God. Yes, you always show up. Oh, you always show up. It's knowing my God is holding. You're holding. You're the on-time God. You love the impossible. The on-time God. You love doing miracles. You're never too late. You never give up. Nothing's too far gone for the on-time God. Yes, you always show up. You always show up.
He's showing up for you right now.
You yes. always show up.
Seeing that vision again, I keep seeing it. It's just stream of a cascade of water. Just now, I see it. It's bigger, and people are jumping. You know, it might be physically, you might not feel anything. It's not in our senses, but also God wants us to feel Him. He wants us to experience Him. You know, so seriously, I feel like there's this great invitation again. For, you know, some of you, you know, maybe change your position. You know, repentance is doing the different, something different. You know, maybe kneel down where you're at. You know, I'm not forcing anybody, anything on anybody. But I just feel it, it's strong on my heart for us to respond to what Holy Spirit is doing. And sometimes, I mean, we know it, repentance is to change. Change direction, change of mind, change of action, change of, direction, that's it, change of direction, change of position, change of direction, change of position. And I feel like the Holy Spirit this morning is really asking a lot of us, if not all of us, to change our directions, change our position. So Father, that's what we do. We change our direction, Lord God. We turn towards you. We turn towards you. You always show up. Yeah.
You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet. Oh, you always show up. Yes, you always show up.
You always show up. Thank you, Jesus. You always show up. You always show up.
You always show up.
Mm. Sing that again. You always show up.
You always show up. Yes, you always show up. You always show up.
You always. Father, we go low today.
You're the on-time,
you're the on-time God.
You love the impossible, the on-time God. You love doing miracles. You're never too late, you never give up. Nothing's too far gone for the on-time God. You always show up. Oh, you always show up. You always show up. You're not finished.
Yourself of this. You always show up. Say that again.
You always show up.
You always show up. You always. You always show up. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for your kindness this morning. Thank you that your kindness leads our hearts to repentance. Thank you, Jesus, for your compassion. Oh, we love you, Father. You're so good. You always show up. You're not finished. Say that again.
You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet.
You're not finished
with me yet.
Spirit of light, spirit of truth, spirit of comfort, spirit of redemption. Lord, we thank you for forgive our sins. And I believe this morning, if every soul here call out to the name of the Lord, he will forgive. Not only forgive, but restore, but also breathe new hope. Breathe new hope, breathe new life. Oh, we love you, Father. You're so good, Jesus. Lord, this morning we position our hearts at your feet. You know, it's obvious that's what you want this morning. For us to just be at your feet. Lord, I thank you for the way you are mending our hearts, even the way you are speaking. You know, you don't need our sermon. You don't need my sermon. Thank you for the way you're speaking to us this morning, Father. You're not finished.
You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet.
You're not finished
with me yet.
You're the on-time God.
You're the on-time God. You love the impossible.
Said to Martha, you know, it says Mary was sitting at his feet. It's like she's found a spot that no one can steal away from her. You know, and that's what God wants. He wants us in his bosom. He wants us to be at home with him. And I pray this morning that this birthed something in you to go back in your closet, prayer closet, in a secret place. Pick up the Bible, read it, meditating it, obeying it. Do what it says.
You're not finished with me yet. You're not finished with me yet.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Elijah is going to share something with us. Thank you, Father. Ready, Elijah?
Good morning, church. So, in this little moment that we've been having, the Holy Spirit touched me. And when Pastor said, come on Friday, I work. And I work hard every day. And I pray every Friday, Lord, please get me to Bible study and keep me awake enough so I could understand what you're trying to say to me. And he does. And I've been learning little by little, but I've been learning. And with everything that I've been dealing with in my life, I feel like I'm on a game board. Some pieces go forward in my life, and then some get set back. I know that we might all understand that at one time or another, we go through stuff like that in life. But we're studying. I enjoy it, and I want to be in the holies of the holies. I don't want to be in the outer court. You know, I don't want to be in that outer courtyard. So by me coming on Fridays, when he says come, you should come. Because I've told them when I first came here, I told them, I need it because I need it. Like if I go to the gas station, I need to be filling up my gas tank in the middle of the week so that I can move forward for the rest of the week. So by coming here and meditating today, the blood of Christ in Hebrews 9, verse 14, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleansed our conscience from acts that led to death, so that we may serve the living God. That's been running around in my brain cells. And then on top of it, you know, Pastor had said, Satan knows a lot, but he doesn't really know too much. Because he said, Pastor said, that Satan only plants the seed in our minds, you know, in our thoughts. But he doesn't really know what our hearts is revealing. So that has been, I'm not going to say messing with me, but that has been chipping at my thoughts and my heart to say, because I have been fighting a little battle back and forth with Satan. But as Pastor also said, I can't give him that little foothold. So I've always believed in the mustard seed. I have a pocket full of them. My house, which is my body, my mind, and my spirit, my soul, my house is full of the mustard seed. Because every time Satan tries to come and tell me something different, I have to go into my pocket and get a mustard seed, and I have to put it in that foothold. And then I always say, Lord, I rebuke him in the name of Jesus, and you say you're my father, so let's go. And with that, I watch that mustard seed grow in my life. And I'm not a person to really talk, do I?
I like it.
But I'm learning off of your classes on Friday nights. And it's been sinking in. And then my best friend, she tries hard to keep me standing strong. And she says, gotta pray, sister, gotta pray. And yesterday I had a difficult day. I'm going through so much in my life, and I just keep saying, Lord, I know I belong to you, but that's all I could keep saying, because that's true. And being here, coming here through the classes and through the services, hearing Mike, hearing you, Pastor, hearing Felix, hearing other people speak, there's so much of my life that's wrapped up in all your words. And I'm like, Lord, I release that one too, because I have to keep cleansing. So if we don't come for his classes to receive, that I'm really slow in learning. But I'm learning something, and it's starting to affect my spirit for the better. And I'm grateful more and more that I learn, because all the ups and downs, those hills, when Kendra read that vision of whoever wrote it, God, did I see myself in that? Oh, was I those great trees trying to reach up but didn't have no fruits? Yep, that's me. But to know that there's leaves, green leaves, and there's life, I know I could receive that. I know I could receive it. So I just want to encourage those who haven't been coming on Friday. Supposedly Friday, it's supposedly our last Friday, but hopefully it's not our last Friday. Because I'm learning, and because I'm learning, I don't want to stop learning. So it's like baby girl over here, I forgot her name that quick, Lissa, saying we're not finished, he's not finished yet. And I know he's not finished with me, and I know he's not finished with none of y'all. So I want to thank everybody for just hearing me out, because I'm saying come to the Bible studies on Friday nights. Because if as tired as I am and I ask God to keep me awake so I can learn and something finally seeped in my brain, trust me, it's working. It's working. Thank you.
Amen. Yes. That's good. Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for Laji. Father, I thank you for Laji. Holy Spirit, only you can do this. This shy daughter of yours, she thinks. But Lord, I give you glory for the work you're doing in her life, Lord. Thank you for her vulnerability. You know, she overcomes the enemy by the blood, but also by the words of her testimony. So this is, she's coming out stronger, bolder, better, closer to you, Father. So yes, Father, I pray for the rest of her family, her children, her grandchildren. God, I speak in the name of Jesus in every situation that she's facing. I just come against the hands of the enemy. Once again, we apply the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father. It is her confession that she's done living in the outer court. She wants to dwell in the Holy of Holies. Because the price was paid so she could be in the Holy of Holies. Lord, thank you that you've given her that revelation. And Father, I pray that you would do the same thing with all of us here. That we would stop living in the foyer of your presence. But we would be in the Holy of Holies, where we encounter the Shekinah glory of your presence. That's what we want here. Yes, Father, bless your daughter. Thank you for the work you've done in her life. In Jesus' name I pray. And you saints say, hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen. You know, so I'm being obedient. I do a Bible study here on Fridays. Believe me, I don't want to come here either on Friday nights. Okay? But I'm being obedient. So I'm asking you, I'm inviting you. I'm actually seeking God's will. I was like, Lord, do you still want me to do this? You know, because, you know, we travel. I know some of you guys, you already had your month planned ahead. But if you are in town and your schedule allows it, come. You know, Friday night, 7 o'clock. This Friday is supposed to be our last Friday, but I already told Kendra, I was like, you know what, I'm seeking God's will for this because I feel like it's the right thing to do for now. So I'm preparing a meal. I don't want to eat my own meal. You know? But at the same time, I don't want to put any pressure on anybody. But there's a huge invitation to, you know, Friday night. Come and spend time with us. I'm actually very excited to see what the Lord does with it. You know, because we planned for an hour and 15 minutes. Who knows? It might be 3 hours. You know? You never know. So when we come with no expectation. But then you might be 40 minutes as well. All right? So we're going to wrap this. I did prepare a sermon, but I'm not going to preach it. But put those slides up there for me, please, Ange. You know, this is what we're talking about. Come back for more next week, okay? We're talking about the fivefold ministry gifts. What's the next one? Give me the next one. The next slide. It's got the verse in there. But yeah, come back for next week because this is really, the Lord's teaching me a lot of things. And I also started last week, so please go back online on our website. Listen to what it was, what the Lord taught us last week. All right? So you ready, Kendra? There you go.
Now we're doing announcements. Oh, yeah. I'll just, announcements are in the bulletin, so read those, read the emails. But there are two that didn't make it in the bulletin. Very important is this coming Saturday is our spring cleanup day. So we need all hands. We dust the fans. We dust the corners. We wipe the baseboards. We vacuum all the carpets. Do work outside. Pressure wash. It's just a big, huge cleanup day. So I hope that you can make it. Thank you so much for the team that has been working the past two Saturdays very, very hard in our flower beds. We moved a bunch of bushes yesterday, and Bernie was digging a hole, and we struck water. So he's Moses with the staff, apparently. Anyway, we're not sure where this water's coming from, but the plumber is figuring it out. Yeah, but it was funny because it was like, wow, Bernie, you're Moses. You know, he had his staff. We had a good time yesterday. It was hard, dirty, hot work, but so much community. And that's what we try and create here. Community. You know, of course, maybe in the budget we could have gotten somebody to come mow the lawn and do landscaping. That sure would be easier. But we wouldn't get a chance to sweat here, work here, laugh here, and that creates roots. And we all know that people need roots. We need a place to belong. So that's why we do these things. We're not begging you, come and help us, and then Ricardo and I are going to be exhausted and do everything if it doesn't get done. That's not how we do it here. We create a place of belonging. So, if you have time, Saturday, we're going to start at 9. I'm not sure what time we will end, but come for an hour, come for 30 minutes, come for the whole day, as long as you can, and see me. I will have the clipboard for inside, and Marge will have the clipboard for outside, right? Yes. Another announcement that didn't make it on the bulletin is our lawn mowing schedule. So, we do an old-fashioned sign-up on the clipboard in the foyer. So every week or two, we sign up to mow the lawn. And it's fun. They're riding mowers. So, yeah, bring your husband, bring your wife, bring your kids if they're old enough. And Jerry will teach you how to do it. Who else will teach you? Bernie, Mike, Dennis. Yeah. Walt, we got a whole group of guys that'll teach the next generation because those guys work hard. Those guys work hard. We need a clap for them. Yeah. Jerry, Bernie. So we need the next generation of guys in the 40s, 50s, and 60s to start taking on more work. Ursel was washing windows yesterday. God bless you. Yeah, so we are a place of belonging. I think that's it.
So, Kel?
King's Choir is this afternoon, actually, 6 o'clock at Colonial Baptist.
Right. Let's go and support her, Colonial Baptist.
Good morning, everyone. God gave us a phone call yesterday, and I'm bringing this up for a reason. We received a call yesterday that my granddaughter's husband's grandparents' trailer exploded and caught on fire. The grandmother wasn't home, but the grandfather did not make it out. I'm bringing this up for a reason. It's another time that we are reminded how short life is, how fast tragedy can strike any one of us. So on that note, I want to say again, we all have to remember how much we need God in our life, Holy Spirit in our life, and for those that may not, that we pray hard for them. As a family here, I've seen already the support we all have in every aspect. When I think of this family who has lost everything they own, they haven't found the pets yet, that I'm reaching out to anybody that could help out. The grandmother, little tiny lady, has lost everything. Has no clothes, no shoes, no home. Please reach out to because we all know if we were in that position, how the help we would need. And that's what God wants us to do, to be there for one another, regardless whether you know someone, regardless of what their beliefs might be, to do what he would do. Thank you, guys.
What's the name of the family? Let's pray for them. Lord God, we pray for that family right now, Lord. We ask that you'd give them your grace. Give them more of your grace, Lord. We don't have words. We don't know what to do. But, Father, we ask that you would be Jehovah Jireh for them. In this world, people face trials and hardship. But that doesn't change who you are. So, Lord, we ask that you would give them your peace as they go through all this. In Jesus' name. And for us here, Marge, we will help. Okay? I'll talk to you and we'll follow up. Okay? Also, I'm finishing. This is the blessing. What do you have? Oh, yeah. You know, on your way out, we asked the ushers to stand in the back. Thank you for supporting this ministry with your tithes and your offering. You know, we can't outgiving God. We give to the Lord to remind him he's the source of everything. Okay? And as for us here, we will continue to be good steward, you know, to take care of what he's entrusted us. But let me finish with this. And then, Felix, you want to pray a blessing and a benediction. I want you to do that. I was praying this morning, and I mean, it's for me, but I'm just encouraging you guys with this as you go home. Be aware of the spirit of hatred that's out there. You know, be aware of that. I don't care what political attachment you've affiliated with, but you shouldn't hate your enemies. Okay? So, take this for what it is. You should pray for your enemies. You shouldn't curse your enemies. You should ask God to give them a change of heart. So we see how our world is just, you know, the enemy is just like, it's got his hands on it. And you see people in the church giving into the same thing. Jesus is our King. He's our Redeemer. This world, we will hear news of wars. We will hear wars. There's nothing we can do about it. It will happen. That's what our Lord Jesus said. But at the same time, you and I, we need to be careful so we don't open our hearts for bitterness towards anybody. You might not like the mayor. You might not like the president. You might not like the senator. Please pray for them. Don't give in into the spirit of hate. So I pray, I come against the spirit of hate. The spirit of we all hate each other and you hate them so much you want to destroy them. That's demonic. Do you agree with me with that? So watch your heart. Once you stand, Felix, come up here. Let's pray. Thank you, Father.
And just wanted to, something that I left out. I did get a new battery. Okay? I did get a new battery, and it cost me. Okay? It costs. So we want to get close to Jesus. Guess what? It's going to cost.
Thank you.
Okay? Father God, right now, in the name of your son Jesus, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for the moving of your Holy Spirit to minister to us, dear Lord. For, Lord, you see our frailties, dear Lord. And yet, you do not forsake us. You do not abandon us. But, Lord, you continue to love us, dear Lord. Father God, as we go through this week, be with us, remind us, Lord, that you are with us, that you are walking by our side, oh God, that you are carrying us, Lord, so that we do not forget that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for this time. Bless everyone here, dear Lord, Father God, and bless our pastors, dear Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.